First story, from the White House, a major announcement yesterday by U.S. President Donald Trump.
I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
We explained why this decision is so significant in our Tuesday, December 5th show. You can find that in our archives at CNN10.com. The president said the world is no closer to a peace agreement between Israelis and Palestinians than it has been for more than two decades, as previous U.S. leaders delayed recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. President Trump also said America remained committed to helping Palestinians and Israelis achieve lasting peace. The international reaction? Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the U.S. decision an important step toward peace, saying there's no peace that doesn't include Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, said Jerusalem is the eternal capital of the state of Palestine and that America no longer had the right to broker peace in the region. As part of the recognition, President Trump ordered his administration to start the process of moving the U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv, Israel, to Jerusalem. That could take years. But several nations, from the Middle East to North Africa to Europe, are against it. Many believe the declaration and embassy move could make the Middle East less stable. They say it's a threat to peace. Some Palestinian groups have called for 3 days of rage, which could lead to demonstrations in the area, and U.S. officials have made security warnings for places in Jerusalem. President Trump said the final borders of the city would ultimately be up to Israelis and Palestinians. That's something that seemed to be echoed by the Czech Republic. It joined the U.S. yesterday in recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's current capital, but said it considers the city the future capital for both Israel and the future state of Palestine.